Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Emmerden of the Paulus Fathers. I asked the question today, was Jesus happy? That seems probably like a rather odd question because I don't think we ever think about that very much. Was Jesus happy? And for that matter, in our first reading, was Jacob happy? There are two wrestling matches going on in today's readings. The first one is Jacob wrestling with an angel all through the night and receiving personal injury because of that battle. But he survives, and he continues to ask the angel for a blessing, which in the end, the angel gives him. But the question, did that make Jacob happy? Was Jacob happy? I'm sure he wasn't happy about having to stay up all night and wrestle with an angel, let alone getting his hip fractured. But was he happy in the end? He did, after all, receive the blessing from the angel. Is Jesus happy in today's gospel? When people bring before him a man possessed by a demon, I can kind of imagine Jesus saying, "Oh no, not another one," but then continues to heal the man. And then we hear about Jesus going all around the countryside, feeling sorry for the people because they're like people without a shepherd, no one to guide them. And he continues to heal and restore them. At the end of the day, that day in the life of Jesus, I am sure he felt some satisfaction. I would say he was happy because he could do the things that he did. Our lives are very much like the life of Jacob and Jesus, because we've got a lot of stuff to wrestle with, a lot of stuff that to overcome. But it isn't the overcoming of that stuff or the wrestling with that stuff that makes us happy. In the end, it's what results from our struggles and our failures and our struggles again. It is the results of all our struggles that in the end give us happiness and peace of mind, knowing that we did what we were able to do. You can't find happiness if you're looking for it. Rather, you will discover happiness as a result of the struggles and the things that we go through, a result of our thoughts, our words, and our actions. Happiness is the quiet result of a day well lived.